We've talked a lot about the housing situation in the United States. Let's get the perspective from another country. And in England, Liam Bailey is head of residential research for a firm called Knight Frank. He's in London. And Mr. Bailey, things are bad there too, right?
Yeah, they're getting worse steadily at the moment. We sort of followed the American market with a delay of around 18 months into a downturn. But things aren't very rosy at the moment.
And why is that?
Fundamentally, the credit crunch, which really sort of began in the UK sort of September, October last year, has led to a drying up of mortgage finance. It's very difficult for people to actually get into the mortgage market and borrow funds, so the numbers of properties being sold has pretty much collapsed by about half at the moment, and prices are steadily falling at the current time.
And did you have the same problem that we had here with subprime loans and risky mortgages?
Not to the same extent. We did a little bit.
So it's mainly a problem of the available credit.
It is. And also, I suppose, there's no doubt that prices in the UK got too far ahead of themselves. It was difficult to justify prices at the end of last year. They seemed to have got out of sync with people's earnings and ability to pay.
How much, for example, would a flat cost in London, in the middle of London?
It's difficult, really, in central London to get anything sort of what you might call reasonable accommodation for less than, say, £500,000, so $1 million, I suppose.
So Manhattan style.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're looking at sort of the better areas, it becomes much, much more expensive. And you can easily be talking about £1 million, £2 million for relatively sort of modest accommodation.
What about Ireland? I know you do a lot of work there, and the economy there seems to be booming. What's going on there?
Probably in line with what happened in the UK, the Irish market began to decline really middle of last year, and prices have fallen by at least 10%, if not 15%, particularly in Dublin and surrounding areas. And again, it was caused by prices got too far ahead of themselves, there was a speculative bubble, and the market slowed. And there's been an awful lot of construction in Ireland. And unlike the UK, but similar to the US experience, there was just too much stuff being built, and not enough buyers ultimately were found to purchase the properties.
How much further down do you think the prices are going to fall before things get better?
They certainly have fallen by about 10% already. Most people expect them to fall another 10% at least over the next, say, 12 months. I wouldn't be totally surprised if it wasn't closer to 20%.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem at all.
That's Liam Bailey. He's head of residential research for Knight Frank in London.